It would all be over forever. Except it wasn't. As the first gray light rose on the cave that made the tomb of Jesus, they encountered a mystery. Such a strange mystery that the stories were all confused. Some say there were angels. Some say there was only an empty tomb. Some say there was a young man who waited, but who was so afraid that he dropped his robe as he ran away naked. But here's what all the stories say. There was no body. There was no sign of death. The one they thought was dead was not dead. And on that day, Mary of Magdala met not the dead, not a ghost, but the walking, talking, compassionate touch of the one who she thought was gone forever. And over days and weeks that followed, all of the disciples met and saw and spoke to and touched the risen Jesus in times and places they could not have imagined. This is the story that we carry, not just a story that we bring out once a year and dust off like a favorite book. It's a story we carry here in our hearts that we walk with. We forget it too often, but it's always there, like that song that we sang at the beginning, like a heartbeat. Christ is risen from the dead, glory, hallelujah. This is the story that we carry. Today we speak of resurrection, not just of a man who returned from the dead. We speak of a resurrection that ultimately brings life from death, from any death, not the same life, not the old life. Even Jesus is not the same. He does not go back to his old life. This is a resurrection that brings a life that is unexpected, unknown, new. Out of the most terrible grief, a darkness that is a physical pain, the terror of the evil that men do, yet resurrection comes that brings light and life and hope, not just to one woman in a garden, but to everyone. Christ is risen from the dead, glory, hallelujah, your heartbeat. Martin Luther preached an Easter sermon long ago in which he told his people of resurrection, that it was not enough to know just the story and the history. It is not enough to learn only how and when Christ our Lord arose from the dead. We must also preach and understand the benefit and use both of the sufferings and the resurrection of Christ, namely what he acquired for us. For if we preach only its history, it is an unprofitable sermon, so he said. We live in a time of great darkness. We live in a time when people are murdered for their faith, and were this past week. In this, things have not changed. And, oh, holy God, we need to hear of resurrection. And when our hearts are heavy and the darkness is around us, we need it more. In the midst of the news of civil war, we could still remember we are watching the resurrection of Sarajevo. And in the midst of stories of racism and violence, we may hear the words of a black judge in Mississippi. Yes, a black judge, an African-American judge in Mississippi. That Mississippi will not be dragged back to the terror of the past. There will be a new Mississippi where justice is available to all. And in the midst of the stories of racism in our own country, we will celebrate with First Nations peoples the resurrection of language, of culture, of friendship. And we will work for a future where all our daughters and our sons will be safe. In the midst of fear and suspicion between Christians and Muslims and Jews and Hindus, we will work for our place here, the simple gifts of laughter and friendship. Luther said we must remember the suffering and the resurrection. The resurrection of goodwill between people does not come easily. It isn't easy as it should be. Making friends across divides is hard and sometimes downright dangerous. Sometimes it's dangerous to our other relationships. It takes courage. This week, Anthony Muheria, a journalist in Kenya, wrote after the murders of 130 Christians about the need for courage. And he said, "Courage is not a belief in invincibility or silly messianism or thoughtlessness or reckless risk-taking. Rather, it is a deep awareness of one's vulnerability and a willingness to face danger squarely for a greater good, to go out and meet Goliath. Courage is fortitude," he said. "It is not the absence of fear, but is not letting that fear paralyze our action." Here in Richmond, our lives are not threatened because we make a friend or go to church or even admit that we go to church, and yet we are so often afraid of embarrassment or confusion or just looking silly. Take courage. Resurrection is possible. There are signs of grace and courage in the smallest things, and signs of resurrection in both the reality of the earth and the actions of our people. When Jesus rose from the tomb that morning, the disciples were in hiding. Hiding in case they would be the next to be crucified. They no longer had the courage that they had had when walking with Jesus through the roads and threats of Jerusalem, when they'd stood by in the temple, when Jesus tossed aside the money and the moneylenders. No longer did they hold that courage. They were not courageous. They were not heroes. They were not yet saints. But in the days and weeks that followed, when Jesus appeared again and again, their courage was resurrected, and the dream lived. The world needs that kind of courage, the courage to work in peace for peace, to work in friendship for friendship. It sounds easy, but it is not. Seek justice, love kindness, walk humbly. It's not easy. Our own fears, our own inertia, our own self-absorption work against it, and that's without the threats of hurt or loss or imprisonment. But still, there's courage. As one person has written, "They tried to bury us, and they forgot that we are seeds." There is courage in the faces of our children. There is courage in the voices of our song. There is courage in the way we stand together. There is courage in the peaceful ways we've won. May the peace of Christ be with you. You've been given a daffodil. We're going to celebrate resurrection by the old rugged cross. We're going to bring forward the daffodils and make of this instrument of sadness something glorious. And then we're going to carry it outside at the end of the service and share it with our community. Come, bring your daffodils.